Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Darlene Trevorello, the Senior Services Coordinator for the Canadian Red Cross here in Wawa. So first of all, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, happy to be here, Dan.
We've got a number of different things we want to talk about relating to the Red Cross, and the first one is you're moving soon.
Yes. We have found a location at the end of Broadway towards Lady Dunn Hospital. It's 4 Broadway, known to most people in town as Bob's Garage. We will be located in the front of the building.
All right, so new location. Obviously, that means you're going to have a little bit of time where you're moving stuff over and figuring things out. But again, people should mark that down. When would you be moving then?
The date for our move is March 31st. So yeah, we may expect a few interruptions, telephone lines, and then maybe even getting the internet up, you know, the exact time on April 1st may be an issue, but it should go smoothly. And I've mentioned it to several of our clients and organizations that there may be a lag first day. But other than that, we don't see any problems. We're still the same phone number, 705-856-1964.
Well, that certainly will help being able to keep all of the contact info, if not the address at least.
Excellent, yes.
All right. Well, I know you've got some more big news happening wanted to mention.
Well, you know, the Red Cross, March is Red Cross Month, and of course, everything seems to happen in March. So this March, I'm retiring. So March 31st will be my last day. So, of course, I'm really looking forward to that. A big day in all kinds of ways, the move and it being my last day. Things will carry on, the same programs. We're still running the Meals on Wheels, at transportation, telephone assurance, friendly visiting. They're all still continuing on.
And you've been with the Red Cross for quite some time, haven't you?
21 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes, that's been a while. I've seen a lot of changes here. I think I've moved 6 times.
Yes, so. I do remember a few offices over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this may be our 6th time, but that's been a lot of moves and hopefully the last.
So, obviously, wish you a happy retirement. It's been great knowing you and working with you in a sense. So
yes, we've had some good times over the years, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Can you say, do you know who will be stepping in?
Yes. So, Vangie Fournier will be stepping in. She's been with the Red Cross for 5 years, so she's got, you know, a complete knowledge of senior services with the Red Cross and senior services organizations in Wawa. So she is going to be an excellent fit.
And I would guess that a lot of your clients would know her at least a little the years.
Yes, clients and volunteers. It's important that we have that, you know, continuity with our volunteers. A lot of our programs are volunteer run, so it's very important to us. So I think Vangie will be perfect in that position.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of volunteers, how are things going on that front?
Well, you know, with the pandemic in these last 2 and a bit years, our volunteer numbers have been reduced from previous numbers. I think pre-pandemic we had 17 volunteers just for the Meals on Wheels program. Several of those volunteers were over the age of 70 or immunocompromised, so they had put themselves on hold for a year. Now it's 2 years, so it's not likely they're going to come back, although some may. But I really would like to, you know, leave a few more volunteer numbers with Vangie when I leave. So currently our volunteers for Meals on Wheels are at 10. I mean, it works, except that our volunteers always used to do about 2 hours a month. So now I've got volunteers doing 2 and 3 hours a month. So I'd kind of like to go back to 1 or 2 hours a month because it just spreads the work out for everybody.
So if you can get more volunteers, it's less of a load for each volunteer and a lot easier for everybody then.
Absolutely. The nice thing about the Meals on Wheels is it could be once or twice a month and it's only an hour. If an hour, it's not a complete hour. The meals are delivered just here within the town limits, and we operate anywhere between 10 to 15 clients, and that's done in less than an hour, those deliveries.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like you have to make the food. It's just delivering the food.
Just picking it up at Lady Dunn, dropping it off at our seniors, giving them a little hello. Oh, and that's changed also since COVID. So it used to be, well, it is still a wellness check, but it used to be a lot more in-person contact. But because of COVID, it's no contact delivery.
Mm.
So it's often a knock and then open the door, put the food on the table, and leave. We have to maintain a 6-foot distance between between client and volunteer. So there's less human contact, but however, we do ask that they respond so that we know everything's okay. So they do get a safety check.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still beneficial that way. Well, that's what volunteers want. They want to know they're having an effect on clients and delivery.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody's interested, wants to learn more or sign up, I'm guessing give you a call then.
Absolutely. Do you want that phone number again?
Yes, that would be great.
705-856-1964.
All right. Well, thank you once again.
Thanks so much, Dan.
That is Darlene Trevorello, the Senior Services Coordinator at the Canadian Red Cross here in Wawa, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.